Good afternoon, everyone. As you said, my title has changed. The title of my presentation has changed. At the last moment, we had to change the presentation. I'm going to present on spatial distribution of corn infesting picture wing flies. I'm sorry to disappoint who wanted to listen to the other presentation, but the image you can see in the background are the larvae of these flies, about which I'm going to talk about. excuse me. The picture wing flies, one of those flies is Eusexa stigmatias. We call it corn silk fly. It's a very serious pest of sweet corn, as you can see from the image. It causes silk damage, which can cause pollination disruption. Then it can cause kernel and cob damage. And finally, what happens is there is a reduction in the market value, which is definitely not acceptable to the grower. Having said that, like I said in the previous slide, we have one species, Eusexa stigmatias. That's not only one species we have. We have actually four species of this complex, corn silk fly complex. So, and we have also found that they all can attack corn in Florida. Now, we also observe commonly that there are no sampling plans for these flies, and there are no economic thresholds which growers can observe. So what they do, they just spray every day or every other day for killing these flies. Now, we want to answer some research questions. Can we recommend growers to spray at only certain places in the field? Which means that we are thinking that the flies may be infesting the field from the sides, from the four sides of the field. If that's possible, if that's true, then the growers may just want to spray on the sides, not in the whole field, which will help them saving pesticides and money and all that. And second thing is, can we recommend growers to avoid spraying for one or few days? Like I said, they are spraying every day or every other day. Can they just avoid spraying rather than spraying every day? To answer all these questions, I framed my research in one objective, is to determine the spatial distribution of these flies. This is important to know, it's a preliminary step towards developing sampling plans for these flies, which we want to develop in the future. To accomplish those objectives, I looked at the literature, and people have been using yellow sticky traps. They have been using McPhail traps for collecting flies and some other insects. But in my case, I use yellow sticky traps to collect the flies. Now, to start with, we had two kinds of fields, experimental field and commercial field. Experimental field was 3.5 and 4 acres each. We had two experimental fields, and there was one commercial field, which was 17 acres of corn. Now, we started the sampling at first silking stage, when corn starts to silk. What we did, we did two kinds of sampling. First was visual sampling, which means that I would just go out in the field. At certain distances, certain marked distance in the crop, I'll count the adults of each species of these flies on the whole plant. And the second kind of sampling was, I put the sticky traps at a certain distance, which I will show you in a minute. And I'll count the adults of each species on those traps on both the sides. Now, we sprayed the insecticides at 1 to 5 days intervals in the experimental and 1 to 3 days intervals in the commercial fields. And we took the samples, as I said, we took the samples daily or after the safe re-entry interval, which was usually 1 or 2 days, depending upon the insecticide we were spraying or the grower was spraying, as in commercial field. Now, this is how commercial field looked like. It was a kind of rectangle of 400 rows and 2,000 feet long. I made squares of in the commercial field, which means that we had 11 rows of traps. So I made 11 rows, you can see in the field, and in each row I put 20 traps. So these were, so total is 20 into 11 traps in the whole field. So that's how it looked like. Now, the experimental field also was similar. We had 50 feet by 50 feet square, and I put the sticky traps on the edges of each square, which looked like something like this. Now, for the analysis purpose, I did the analysis with different indices and some law, Taylor power law, and different indices like variance mean ratio, Leibs mean crowding, Morisita's index, and to find the distribution of these flies in the field. This is how commercial field looked like. It was surrounded by sugarcane on two sides. It was surrounded by corn on one side, and the other side was fallow. We are thinking that this may have the effect on the distribution of these flies, but we don't know about that right now, but this is certainly a point to look at in the future. Now, these are the numbers of adults of Eusexa stigmatis, which is just one species. Now, from now onwards, I'm going to talk about only one species, adults, not about the other species, because of simplification purposes. So, and these were the this was a species which I found in the maximum numbers in the field. So, let's say this number two is the adults of Eusexa stigmatis found on sticky trap at that place. And 9th May is the sampling date, which is the first sampling date when I sampled the cornfield. And I want your attention on the on some things here, which are, you can see that the numbers are not only present on the sides, but they are also present inside the field. And if you, I'm going to switch the slides, which will take me to the next day, so you can change how the you can see how the numbers change. 12th May, so still the flies are inside the field. 15th May, still flies are inside the field, as well as on the edges and borders. 17th May, same case. 19th May, I need your attention on this. This was one day after spray. So, and the number of, total number of flies were 87 on this day. On 20th May, which was 2 days after spray, and I mean there was no spray on 19th, so 20th May is 2 days after spray, and the number of flies nearmost doubled, so 158. On 21st May, which is 3 days after spray, the number although decreased, but not so much, not so significantly as compared to 2 days after spray. Now, to find the distribution, this was all about if the flies are present only on the borders or sides or in the field also, but how are they distributed in the field of in case of Eusexa stigmatis. If you can see all the indices in case of all the dates, they show that the flies were aggregated. So the distribution of these flies, which is Eusexa stigmatis, is aggregated in commercial cornfield. And this was the analysis I did for just one point, for example, just taking one sticky trap in count. But now if I also did the analysis taking into account the quadrets. So quadrets, one quadrat was made of 4 sticky traps. And this was done for whole the field. And I also did this for 9 sticky traps in one quadrat. So we were thinking that the distribution may be changed because the flies, if we combine the flies of 4 sticky traps or 9 sticky traps, the distribution may be changed. But what I found out that even analyzing this way, the distribution was still aggregated. Now I also tried to find it other way, which is to remove the borders. We were thinking that maybe the borders are increasing the effect of distribution to make it aggregated. So I removed the borders and then analyzed the data inside the field, and still the distribution was aggregated. So we were pretty sure that distribution of these flies is aggregated in the commercial field. And what about in the experimental corn field? We found that except from 12th May and 15th May, the distribution was uniform on those dates. Other than that, all the dates had aggregated distribution. But when I analyzed it the other way, like I said, in commercial field, I made quadrants of 2x2. What did I find? That was surprising. We found that on 11th and 13th May, except from 11th and 13th May, all the dates they had uniform distribution. So, which makes sense. I mean, the smaller the field it gets, the distribution gets either random or uniform as compared to aggregated distribution. Now we can also say, let me go back to the slide. What happened on 11th and 13th May? Why this distribution was aggregated in this case as compared to the other dates? We can see here, on 11th May and 13th May, you have more zeros as compared to 12th May. So that's one reason I can think that may have made the distribution aggregated as compared to uniform distribution. Now, in the conclusions, we know that the flies were present throughout the field. They were not present at the borders or at the sides, but they were present throughout the field. They were present the next day after spraying. So we can't, ask the question, can we recommend the growers to spray, to not spray after, immediately after spraying? We would suggest that whatever the growers are doing right now, they are spraying every day or every other day, they should continue doing that. And flies distribute themselves in an aggregated manner in the commercial field, while in a uniform manner in the small scale fields, as we saw in the data. In the future, I would like to do studies that would have corn fields surrounded by different kind of fields, sugarcane, corn on three sides or corn on one side, something like that. And I would also like to know more about where the aggregation is in the field. Is it some patterns? Can we find some pattern of aggregation in the field? And I would like to acknowledge Hand Fellowship for financing my studies and other people for helping in my research. And with this, I would like to take any questions. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Do you know the insects for these flies? Do you know you have to capture more females or males before analysis for insects?
The question is, did I know the sex of the flies when I was counting on the yellow sticky traps? No, I didn't. I mean, the flies were one of the reasons why I didn't. Actually, that was not what my plan was, to find the sex, but it was really difficult also to get the to find the sex on the sticky traps, because the flies get so mangled up in the sticky traps in the gum, and also it was not my plan to find the sex of these flies. Yes, sir.
Gaurav, did you study their distribution without using any trap, just by counting the number of flies?
Like I said, I sampled the plants with visual observations, but I have what I find in that is you find the flies on the sides of the field, but when you go in the field, you don't really see any flies, which really seems a little confusing, because with sticky traps you can find the flies in the field, but with visual observations you don't see the flies. I mean, at the place when I want to observe them, so I didn't find the flies here. So yeah.
At the time of sampling, what was the development stage of this plant?
Can you repeat your question, please?
The development stage of the plant.
Yeah.
Were they flowering or tasseling, or were they fruiting?
Right. Like I said, I started the sampling at silking stage, when corn starts to silk, till harvesting stage. So that was a period around 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes. All right. We can move on to the next one.
Thank you.